That was William Vitalis with Open My Heart to the World. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to the universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We have entered into a new decade and new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercises can one use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from our departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. And now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good afternoon. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's the last day of March for this year. My goodness, what a 3 months this has been. My guest today is the wonderful, wonderful psychic Frank St. James, and he is here to answer your questions. So I want you to be able to call in to ask a question, and the number is 202-570-7057. So if you want to ask Frank a question, and he's great with talking to the other side, give us a call. Frank, what do you think is going on? We've got upheaval of life, upheaval of electricity, everything's happening.
Well, I think it's going to be not only that, but it's big changes. Not like we've existed before the way up to this point. And I'm glad to see I'm in New Jersey. So and New York and New Jersey is putting it together. They're getting things that they need to cope with this, and thank God for the responders and their families, and people are just working together a lot more, and most of them are listening to what they have to do to stay out of arm's
way. They're respecting the state's directions. Actually, we have two people on the phone calling you, Frank, from the Pennsylvania area, so perhaps they know who you are. We have a Joan, and her birthday is November 17th. She's from Pottstown, PA. Hello, Joan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you calling in. What's your question for Frank?
Just a general overview of what.
No, I need a direct question. One direct question, please.
Is the upcoming month of April going to be better for my husband and I?
Yes, I do feel that there are certain things that you're doing now that you haven't done in a long time. And it's going to be better for you psychologically. And I have an antidote, and I usually do simple solutions. And it's something you and your husband can do is before you go to bed. If you want to write this down before that, but it's a simple exercise. I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed. And if you can do this, you start with your little pinky, and we're going to do that repetition 20 times, and then go to sleep. Believe me. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel more ready on to take the day and just feel very composed and whatever you have to do.
I have a message for you too, Joan, and then we have to go on to others. And the message is the last 2 weeks in April will be better than the first 2 weeks. So hang in there. The first 2 weeks are just reaching the height, and then it'll smooth out in May. So good luck to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I have Karen for you, Frank. She's September 4th in Philadelphia. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank.
My old stomping grounds.
Yes.
What kind of question do you have for Frank?
Well, I just wanted to know if I'll find another job again after 30 years I lost my job due to a hospital merger situation.
Well, you're in the sixth year of a nine-year cycle right now, which is a good, solid year to keep you grounded, keep you... the six represents usually real estate, romance. It's a time for expanding your economy. It's good for negotiation. So it's going to keep you on the ground. And opportunities actually will start coming up by June for you. And so you're in the perfect year to really get moving and get another direction for yourself. But it's going to be a lot more solid for you.
Well, good luck, Karen. I know it's been hard for everybody. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
And Frank, I have a Diana here from Sedona, Arizona, and she's July 15th. How are you, Diana?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. What question do you have for Frank?
Well, I'm planning on leaving Sedona at the end of April and going back to Montana, traveling for a couple months, and then can you give me some direction on what to do after that?
I think you should just concentrate on what you got coming up. As you reach your destination, and you'll start to formulate the plan that you hopefully is unraveling for you. I really feel good that that you're making changes at this time too. It's a good time for you. You're also in the sixth year of a 9-year cycle, so there are changes in real estate. There's movement. You'll find yourself making really decent decisions. And like I said, keep calm, composed, and things will work for you. But you've got a really good adventure this year, and you're going to be very pleased by September.
Oh, cool.
And Diana, I just want to say, this is Elizabeth, I just want to say that I think you will not leave Montana. I think you're going to settle there because of the people that you'll be meeting. And I also think that your strongest time is between November and December. So it looks like you've got a few months of good stuff coming.
Oh, that's really good news in these hard times. Thank you.
Oh, I know. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Well, Frank, I'm telling you, what in the world is happening right now? It's crazy. We've got viruses. We've got companies that are trying to use water for fuel. We've got fracking. We've got violence. When is it going to be kind and benevolent again?
Well, I think we got the perfect person in office right now. He's more works with statistics. He puts mm-hmm. things together. He's trying to bring companies that are significant back to the United States, and that has to do with a lot of the drug companies. Instead of leaving them to a place where we're always having problems here and there, like China, 80% of the drugs come from there. He's pulling everything back. He's forcing companies to take control, so we can take control of our own nation and not be worried about not getting what we're supposed to be, or
well, you
even
know,
the
Frank,
quality.
That's great. And I know that you were giving out a little nighttime meditation. I'd like to say something, too. I think that people that are home with their children and home with their families need to start to visualize the future. Let's not worry about now or the past. Let's work on the future, because that will bring a higher energy here. So visualize the kind of world you want to live in. And you can't do anything about what's happening right now. There are two timelines that we're struggling with. The old timeline leads us back to the past, featuring duality, blame, judgment, greed, and general negativity. And that's not where we want to be, right, Frank? We want to work it out so that we go into the future timeline that's connecting us to the higher levels of reality that we're transitioning to. So we need to go into honesty, trust, and caring, as well as respect for others and the willing to cooperate with the give and take. I think that the first responders, I also think that the people that are delivering to the houses are just the best in the world. They're better than any president of any corporation. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. And jobs are changing. People's way of thinking. I'm not going to be stuck in one situation, and I'm going to be thinking more of the future, because the changes are going to be there. They're changing rapidly,
and there are a lot of things that aren't going to be coming back, Frank. That's strong. There's a lot of things that will not be recovered, and we have to be tolerant of that. I think that's okay, because I think that what we need to do is to look at what our other talents are and start to be more tolerant and really go for it. What do you think?
I think that's the main theme. I talk to people through my readings, and I ask them if they got a hobby or something they've been thinking about doing. Turn the damn TV off for a couple hours. Don't be watching these doom shows.
Well, that's really, really a good advice. I think that they're going to be leaving. I do think that the television will start showing us more uplifting times. I know they're doing a lot with National Geographic and the animals, and that's always good. And I think they're going to change. They're going to get away from FBI and guns and all that stuff, and they're going to start telling real human stories. That's what we have to concentrate on. Look at the people that are putting themselves out for us, even the original doctor that tried to warn everybody who passed away. I mean, we really have to honor the people that are in the ambulance greeting the sick, staying with the sick, doing intensive care with the sick, because none of us would dare to do it, right?
Yeah, the one thing that we have is compassion. And maybe sometimes we overlook it because things are just moving along, and that we say, oh, they'll take care of themselves. That's what they got into. But that's not who we are. And the compassion during this time is coming out. I think it's going to last longer than the 9/11. Now, we had a couple good years after that. Everybody was pretty friendly. And then it started to go back, the way it was. But
I think that this is a life adjustment. I think that we're adjusting into the future and to what I would call almost the perfect world. There is a new world coming. But you know what else is important, Frank? To communicate with your loved ones. Get on the phone. Call them up. Have an hour conversation with your friend. That's okay.
Stop being mad at somebody all your life, because you might not have a chance to say goodbye. And I would call, long as you're not going to be, over the top and annoy them, but just to contact. I mean, every argument has two sides to it, sometimes we contribute to something that really hurts somebody, and sometimes you gotta just put it aside and just try to keep communicating with them, especially family.
What's worked for me, especially with one of my boys. I go into meditation, and I put the person that I may have an upset with in front of me, and I talk to them telepathically, and I tell them how much I love them and how much I'm sorry of what's ever going on, and it really, really does send this invisible energy, this new higher energy, to them, and things begin to get better. It takes time. It's not instant. By the way, Frank, my new book is coming out this month. It's called Backstage. You've contributed to it, and I'm excited because it talks about these things, and it tells people how to change their choices and how to communicate to with people on different levels. So,
and it's a helpful book. It's a helpful book. Your publications have always been very helpful. They're not out where they can't figure out what you're talking about. They're right on. They help people.
Yeah, Let's dream about it. Let's not bring it into our consciousness. I don't do anything like that. Your consciousness is in your consciousness. The two questions that I was taught by Louise Hay are these. How did I bring this to myself? Why am I thinking about this? And what can I do to love it? How did I bring this to myself and what can I do to love it? And the world has to start thinking, how do we bring this to ourselves? Well, we brought it to ourselves from really being off center through a lot of greed, upset, and wanting to hurt others. And now we've got something that we have to deal with. And I think the cure is going to oversee the damage, because I think we're going to find cures to a lot of other diseases while we're doing this. What do you think, Frank?
Well, like they said, they're using certain ones that even just to keep it, to calm it down so they can work with the disease. Using a lot of these, I'm sorry, I keep saying I'm trying to think too fast here. But the laboratories and stuff are accelerating. We're getting, now we can, 5 minutes, we can detect if this person has it or doesn't have it.
And that's amazing, because it was just shooting from the hip until a little while ago. And now, you know, I told people that if you think that you might be getting it, to take your right thumb and put it in the center of your left palm, bring that to your navel, take a deep breath, and count slowly to 30. If you can count to 30 without coughing, you're probably in the clear. So that's 30 seconds that you can find out. And of course, if you get the fever and the aches, then you do have to be checked out. And like,
well, there's a lot of lessons to be learned right now. And it's Zen Buddhism said, the person that listens knows, and the person that talks doesn't.
Right.
So there's
quiet.
A lesson right there.
but start something benevolent. Start something that will change. You know, I was outside with my new puppy yesterday, and we have a fenced-in yard. And the guy next door stood on a ladder and looked up over the fence and said, "Hey, how are you? Can I do any shopping for you? I shop for my mother, and I'd love to shop for you."
Yeah.
Well, I was just overwhelmed. It was wonderful. So I wrote out a list, and I gave it to him. And I've got a neighbor shopping for me, and that came out of the blue. I thought that was pretty great.
Well, I've been helping people here where I live,
mm-hmm.
and up to a point. But, you know, they got a lot. They're having a lot of restrictions right now. That the most important thing, too, is mind, body, and spirit. But you've got to take care of yourself. You got to stop grabbing a bunch of potato chips and stuff, and do some things that are good for your body. And
I just want to say, this is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and this is a call-in show. I'm on with Frank St. James, and the number to call is 202-570-7057. Now, Frank, do you have any inkling as to when this would lift? I think it's going to go out as fast as it came in. I'm hoping by the summer. Do you have any inkling?
I feel even before that, because as they accelerate on the ventilation machines, the separating people, putting up. There's so many. What we got? Like 3,000 to 5,000 new beds for people that aren't in danger, but they are in danger if they stay in these hospitals where they're bringing in these people. So that's what I said. Where New York and Jersey are really stepping up and putting it together, and so there could be a change, even a positive change, by the end of this month. I'm not saying it's going to be all over, but it could be enough to get things back under control.
Well,
to a
I
certain
think the
point.
Most important thing is we've got to get back to work. And yeah. I heard some good things. The one thing about the restaurants is that they're taking out every other table, and they're going to start separating people by that 6 feet that they need or whatever. And the airplanes are only flying people in every other seat. That's huge. That's really huge. I know it has slowed down a lot. And I think these changes are going to last a little while. I really do. I just wondered what you thought about the anger and the being at home and the changing. What is it? I mean, it's a redefinition of our entire life. And some of the parents really don't know how to homeschool or school their children. What can they do about that? How can they bring that up to snuff?
Well, that's another area where it's going to be changing. I think the whole school system is going to be changing because of this.
I think it's about time. I think it's really about time.
And they're going to have to be really thinking about having children in a way that's going to bring them up the way they should be brought up.
That's right. I mean, so maybe they have time to instill some of the home values, which we don't have time for these days. Everybody's too busy. We have another caller, Frank, Barbara from Toronto, Canada. Her birthday is May 10th. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. Frank is here for you. What's your question?
My question is, my mother had a fall this morning, and she has intracranial bleed, and she went by ambulance. No visitors are allowed. They're going to keep an eye on her for 3 days. She had a massive heart attack on the 15th of March and had a stent put in on the 19th of March. So I've been praying. I'm worried because she has a lot of pre-existing conditions, and COPD is one of them. So I'm just wondering.
When is her birthday? What's her first name and her birthday, please?
Myra, M-Y-R-A, mm-hmm. and Bartholomew. And her birthday is April the 25th. 1932.
My feeling about her is there just seems to be one thing after another, as we know.
Yes.
But it feels like now your dad passed.
Yes, September 2000.
Okay, because I feel your dad around you, and your dad is here, and he said to pray for your mother, do what you can, but he feels that she's going to be there very soon, and I'm not
thinking that too, Frank.
Well, I'm getting that she's going to be there shortly. Look to April 7th and just pray for her and be with her. And he's taking her hand, and you're not to worry.
Yeah. He's been around really strong. I'm always wondering if you felt him.
I have. And I felt him at my mom's house. I've been
he's
in
self-isolation,
right there. Though, it'll be over come Saturday. So
you can go into your mind right now when we're done,
there?
Barbara, and you can join your mother.
Okay.
And you talk to her.
Okay.
I did that with my friend for a month when she was in isolation.
Did you?
I'm sorry,
okay.
honey. We have to go to break, but it's wonderful that you called. Thank you. You're getting a package tomorrow, and I love communicating with you. Thank you for calling, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Frank. Bye.
Thank you.
Frank and I will be back with Let's Find Out right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce on OWN Times Radio with Stargazing the week of March 30th through April 5th, 2020. The moon is in her quiet void of course phase Monday, so important starts and decisions are not favored.
Also on Monday, Mars moves into idealistic Aquarius until mid-May. Try as it may to get things moving on Monday, there are upsets and delays. This supports stepping out of your normal routine, inventing something new, technology, and meeting friends or making new friends. Tuesday is a bit more serious as Mars aligns with practical Saturn in Capricorn. Mars in Aquarius represents electrical Uranus, bringing a sudden upsurge in a radical new direction. Tend to business because forward progress is blocked for now. The harder you try, the worse it gets. This energy lasts throughout the week. Venus enters Gemini on April 3rd, and Saturn has something to say about that. Venus will remain retrograde in Gemini, so it will be in this chatty social sign longer than usual. This represents a year when it may be harder than usual to commit to one relationship. This air sign prefers diversity versus security, and she will be retrograde from May 13th through June 24th, giving you a hint of what is shifting in terms of love, money, and your values. Just to mix things up a bit more, there is a Venus-Saturn trine on Saturday, so it's best to stay with the devil you know now and wait until mid-next week to explore any other options. After the major worries and concerns over the coronavirus, Saturday, April 4th brings us a bit of luck and relief. Jupiter, the planet of luck and expansion, lines up with Sirius and focused Saturn. This is one of the major alignments of the year because it brings large-scale achievements, hopefully a cure for the virus. This is the first of three alignments of Jupiter with Pluto, and the focus is our morals and ethics. Let's hope it brings us the right stuff to make something big happen, something helpful, healing, and wonderful. Ambitious Mars aligns with the triple alignment planets in Capricorn this month. That would be Mars, Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter, adding to an already intense year. Perhaps it will help governments with the health decisions and economy problems that we all have been facing lately. Let's hope so. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing on Om Times Radio. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to make an appointment or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?'" And the teacher replies, "When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed." Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This one's coming to an end. There's a new it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new and clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawn that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in
with Let's Find Out, and that was my good friend Elizabeth Hepburn, was There's a New World Coming, and it certainly is. We are in the dynamics of it now. My guest is Frank St. James. He's a wonderful psychic, and he's great with the other side. And hello, Frank.
And hello, Elizabeth.
Would you please give out your phone number so people can reach you?
Yes, it's 862-684-1904. That's 682.
No, 862.
862. Oh, geez. 684-1904.
That's those gremlins again. It's the last day of March. I think they're hanging on to the past. We'll have to get rid of them. You know, we have to learn to focus our consciousness on the future. As I said before, we've had so much of the past. So here's just a couple of tips. Learn to observe without judgment. Because you have nothing to defend, realize it. Realize that you're holding on to the past and let it go. Go into sheer consciousness, go into trust, and go into the willingness of being recalibrated so that you can give more of yourself every day. Release yourself from boundaries and be free. If nothing else, we're free, right, Frank, at this point?
Yes, we
even
are.
Even if we're in our homes, I know it doesn't feel like it, but it's a transition. You know, Frank, when you have surgery, then you have stitches and you have whatever was disturbed and you have to heal that. That's what we're doing here, don't you think?
Yes, my it was a revelation, but back in 2010, I had a quadruple bypass.
I remember that.
And the reason was my father, who passed away in 1970, came through to me one afternoon and told me, this was January, my birthday's in March, and he told me I was going to die on my birthday. So immediately I went to the doctor the next day. I wasn't feeling that great anyway. And then February 9th, I had a quadruple bypass. And
So you listened to that message and you took an action. Now, I really want to point that out. We get the bad news first. We have to stay in our homes. Mm-hmm. And then we take an action. We stay in our homes. And as we do that, this evilness, this hard, cruel, whatever it is, disease, passes by. It's almost like Passover, and we're going into Passover, and we're going into the High Holy Days. So if people apply their consciousness and focus on that, I think we can do a lot of good. What were you going to say, Frank?
I think if we start really looking on the positive side of what's going on, there's a balance. There's always a balance in life, and we don't have to lose that balance on the negativity. Negativity is always there, but even negativity can teach us and get us into the positive. And I think it's around that time when great changes are coming and people are starting to get away from their self. We got a lot of people that are just into their self. They're not responding. It's about time they wake up, and there's a world out there of people that can be very advantageous to them too.
Well, you know what? You gave somebody a little statement to say at bedtime, and I've got one. May the world be brought back into balance. May each one of us follow our vocation, bring enough home to supply and feed the family, and may everyone heal. Not just my family, not just me, but everyone. May the world heal. May this bring us together with a higher consciousness so that we can be supportive to each other. Anything loving that you can say about others as well as yourself. And if you're praying for yourself, include other people. Don't you think, Frank? That'll make a big difference.
Oh, sure. And when you are praying, get a visualization. If somebody is sick, picture them walking around. It doesn't matter what condition they're in. The worst that could happen is they feel better. But I always found that with the limited amount of healing that I can do, it was always picturing that person healed, going through their normal stuff, smiling, and normal routines, and it seems to work for some
balance. And balance is so important. Also, I feel that we're moving into Aquarius energy, right? And so Aquarius represents air. It represents new thoughts and new beginnings and new ways of being, and it represents a lightness. So this heavy earth stuff that we've been through for the past 2 years is changing, and we're being lifted up. So, Frank, in closing, what do you have to say to everyone about the next few months?
I say the next few months are going to show the more positive side in humanity. And more people, as we see people helping out people, the more you're going to come out and help other people instead of just being a bystander. I really feel it's going to make a whole big change in the way we think. And it's positive.
You know, I'm in Texas now. I'm coming back to the East Coast next month. But down here, everybody says good morning, hello. And of course, up in the New York area, they don't do that. They just brush by as if you're going to harm them or something. If you say good morning to somebody up in the New York area, they think you have a motive. What are you doing that for? But not here. And it's nice to see that. It's nice to feel like a homey, almost country-like, country welcoming manner from people that's very relaxing and just very honest and straightforward with no hook. So we need to change. We need to go into the higher consciousness. We have to go into the powerful energies. And as Frank said, visualize to actualize. And that's what we need to do. So Frank is going to be here once a month on Let's Find Out to answer your questions, and I hope you get to know him a little bit better. On my website, which is new-visions.com, if you go to Psychic Services, there's a page for Frank where you can contact him for a reading or for whatever else you'd like. Frank, will you give your number out again?
It's 862-684-1904.
Okay. So next week, I'm going to have a lady on. Her name is Sharon Wife, and she has a wonderful, wonderful science that she's perfected. It's called nemiology, and it's learning about the letters and how they're placed in your name and what it all means. And she teaches us how to know people by the way their name is laid out and spelled out, and it should be very exciting. I do hope that you will listen to that. And I want to also say that we are going to have our meditation, and the meditation is for inner healing, for either physical or mental, emotional, and I do think it helps in this time. I created the meditation with Richard Shulman, and it's a very high level meditation, so it will not only give your own light to you, but it will help light up your insides and heal and eradicate, almost like with one of those little Clorox hand towels that we can't get in the stores. So you can help yourself by doing the meditation. And we have a wonderful song by William Vitalis. It's called Moonlight on My Window. Just remember, there's a wonderful light in the darkness, and the light is always with you. And we'll be back next week, and I want to thank you for listening. We're going to go into the meditation now. Thank you and good day.
Oh.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra, about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now immersed with the pure life center energy. with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.